Yes, a very good morning, you Deadly Mob. Welcome back to your Deadly Live Outdoor Broadcast here at the Cairns Convention Centre here at Yidinji Country for CIAF, Cairns Indigenous Art Fair, and also celebrating NAIDOC. Let's not forget that, and get up, stand up, show up. Happy NAIDOC to you, Deadly Mob, out there across this Deadly Country of ours. And we are here busy as because of the fact that NAIDOC and CIAF have hit the same week this year. So it's really made it really crazy, but it's a good thing because there's movement, at the station. Big mob of people here in celebrating. We just finished doing the march here in Cairns for NAIDOC, and they're down at Fogarty Park there celebrating over there as well. Big mob of countrymen over there, and back and forth here we are, the BBM crew. I'm here at Cairns Indigenous Art Fair and celebrating CIAF for 2022. A fantastic program. So Trinity Trev here, your host for the Deadly Program, National Talk Black, and we're live here at the Convention Centre on Yidinji Country, and we go across the nation thanks to the NERS, National News Radio Service. Thank you for your support there, and a big hello to all our First Nation radio stations across the Deadly Country of ours, the Deadly Black Network. Yarn up strong, you mob, too deadly. Well, speaking of yarn up strong, I'm going to catch up with Deadly brother now, Uncle Garth Murger. He's a businessman, entrepreneur slash artist, and look, fantastic. His company's called Native Creations Australia, authentic Aboriginal artifacts and original paintings. And I love in the word authentic. There's a lot of stuff going on out there, which is sad, where negatively people are using Indigenous art as a business entity, and a lot of them are not Indigenous, of course, and not authentic. And then we're talking to a brother who is authentic. He's a true black man, represent, and that's Uncle Garth Murger. A very good morning, my brother. How are you?
Good morning, Trev.
Good to see you, my brother. Good to see you.
Yeah, good morning to everybody and you and I'd just like to say a good morning to my community where I come from and all my family from over Yarrabah.
Yeah, Yarrabah there. Gunganji, man. Yeah. So there's your intro for your people. Yeah. That's your mob, Gunganji.
Yeah, that's my mob.
Yep. Yeah. Businessman slash artist.
Yeah.
How long you been in this space, brother?
Me and my partner, we've been in this for nearly 30 years.
Estelle?
Yeah, Estelle.
Yeah,
Estelle.
Big shout out.
Yeah, so my partner, Estelle Tramby.
Yes.
Yeah, we've been doing this now for a very long time. And, you know, this has been our passion. This is what keeps us going, you know?
Yeah, brother. So you're an old hand at this.
Yeah,
you know, old hand. Artist, businessman.
Yeah.
There it is.
Yeah, so it's, you know, taken me a lot, you know, to get where I am.
Yes.
You know, a lot of hard work and, you know, when learning from your mistake, you know, as we go, you know.
Yes, exactly.
And you're never too old, and I'm still, you know, learning a lot as I go.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we're students for life, my brother. So, look, congratulations. Now, while we're yarning, I'm going to just chuck your webpage out there so people can have a look while we're yarning.
Yeah.
All the W's dot native creations, one word, .com.au. So, look, we here we are at CIAF, in the flesh, face-to-face, and the last 2 years all digital.
Yeah.
But, look, we're resilient people. 60,000 years.
60,000 years.
And no pandemic going to stop us, brother.
No, never. No, it won't stop us.
Yeah. And so here we are, my brother. So there it is, your webpage online. But you're very busy online anyway, aren't you?
Yeah, we got an online store that's, you know, these days, you know, without a website, you know, nobody can really, you know, find you. So we got a online.
Yes.
It's been going really well, so, you know, we're starting to get sales. I'm starting to sell, you know, a lot of my stuff now, you know, through online.
Yeah, beautiful, brother,
and, you know, like, and we also, you know, on weekends, then out, we go out to our local markets around our region.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's another outlet, isn't it, for you guys?
Yeah, that's another outlet for us. So, you know, if you don't find us here, we'll be somewhere around our region, and you know, mainly, you know, we've been up at the Port Douglas.
That's another avenue there.
Yeah.
But as a businessman, you'll take anybody's money.
Oh, we'll take anybody.
Anytime.
Yeah.
Yeah. True, brother. True.
Yeah.
Let's talk about CIAF and what does CIAF mean to you as an artist, my brother.
Oh, look, you know,
how long you've been part of CIAF?
You know, I've been a part of CIAF ever since they started.
13 years ago, brother.
Yeah, 13 years ago, and you know, without, you know, CIAF, you know, a lot of us, you know, artists, even a young emerging one coming, you know, we'll struggle. And, you know, with CIAF here, you know, with that, you know, for us to showcase our work, every artist, and that way, you know, people can come and, you know, speak to the artists, meet the real people.
Exactly.
And tell their stories.
Well, and your acronym is, slogan is authentic.
Authentic.
Aboriginal artifacts and original paintings.
Yeah.
And you emphasize the word authentic and original.
Yeah.
because, like I said, there's a lot of yucky stuff going on out there regarding First Nation arts, isn't there?
Yeah, there's a lot of yucky stuff, and, you know, this way, you know, people can buy the real authentic thing, yeah. You know, so, you know, yeah. So.
And storytelling's a part of, well, we use the medium as art,
yeah.
Dance, song, culture, in yeah. regarding delivering our culture.
Yep.
So there's storytelling with your artwork?
Yeah, that's a lot about painting, you know, they're one-off, you know, original paintings, and, you know, that being told by us, by Alice, and, you know, a lot of us, we, you know, the story of our clan groups, you know, where we represent, where we come from.
Yes.
So that was connect us to our country, you know.
Yeah, beautiful, yeah. Brother. So you must be an inspiration to a lot of young, especially Gugenji mob, Yarrabah yep. mob, seeing yep. you in business.
Yep.
Are you still living on Gugenji country?
No, I'm not living there. But at the moment, I'm, you know, based in Babinda.
Babinda?
But my connection, bloodline, you know.
Strong.
Strong.
Of course so, it is.
You know, like they say, you can take the boy out of the mission, but you can't take that mission out of that boy.
So, exactly, brother. True First Nation. Man,
yeah.
Look, it's a fantastic space being in business. That's hard in itself, you know, in regard to any small business out there.
Yeah.
But 30 years, they say the first 2 to 5 years they either make you or break you. But here you are, 25 years thereafter.
Yeah, look, you know, it's taken us, you know, a very long time to, you know, to get your business out there recognised. But, you know, we just stuck at it, our passion for it.
Yeah.
Now, you know, I've got a lot of people, you know, wanting to do business and, so we're looking at doing other things. So
let's talk about your work in a finer detail with your work. So artifacts, original painting, and how does Estelle step into that space?
What I do, I actually, I'm the wood carver. I'm the one that make it, you know. I make all the wood, all the artifacts.
Like coulombs, spears,
coulombs and that.
Shields.
Yeah. And a good thing now, I've got my boys, my sons.
Yeah.
I trained my sons, my whole daughter. Turn it into a whole family business.
Beautiful, yes.
And
how many sons you got, brother?
I've got two sons
yep.
and two girls, two boys.
Okay, Ford. Yeah. Double pigeon pair there.
Double pigeon.
And so they're all hands-on with you in business?
Yeah, they're all hands-on. And as we speak now, I've got them, you know, at home and, you know, they're doing some final finishing touches to some more pieces that we're going to bring in. So,
beautiful, beautiful, brother. And so you do the carving. And making the artifacts as such. Estelle does the painting is what I'm assuming, yeah?
Yeah, so, you know, Estelle plays a, you know, big part of, you know, that what makes, you know, my work looks beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, with some of her artwork, you know, it all just all based on, you know, rainforest art and that, you know, what she does,
Well, rainforest people, eh, my brother?
Yeah, rainforest people and, you know, her connection at group, you know, she's a Gambagai woman, you know.
Gambagai represent.
Yep, so, you know, those two things go together.
Yeah, too Delhi, my brother, fantastic. So, once again, for Delhi listeners who just tuned in, Trendy Trevor and Mike, National Talk Black, having a Delhi yarn with Uncle Garth Murga, businessman/artist, entrepreneur, and check out his webpage, allthews.nativecreations.com.au, and you'll see that fine looking specimen there. That's Garth Murga, and with all his beautiful work, and thank you for the yarn, my brother.
It's been a pleasure, Trevor, you know giving us this opportunity, to talk and, you know, share this with everybody.
Deadly, brother.
And I'd just like to send a big shout out to, you know, everyone around Australia celebrating this great week.
Yes, NAIDOC. Happy NAIDOC.
Happy NAIDOC.
Get up, stand up, show up.
And that's it. Yeah.
And we're making it happen, aren't we, brother?
That's it. We make it happen.
All right. Yeah. One love, Garth. All the best to you, brother.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Too deadly.
Okay. Bye now.
Bye now. Two beautiful Delhi yarn there. Uncle Garth Murga, the owner of Native Creations Australia. Do check it out, allthews.nativecreations.com.au. That's one word. Fantastic, beautiful work. And look, he does it. I meant to yarn him about his connection with the tourist industry as well. He works closely with different tourism operators. I mentioned a few, like Dreamtime Diver Snorkel, and his artifacts come on board our boats and we sell it to the tourists as well. So it's procurement. It's supporting black people in business, and we have a nice relationship there, and good to see that happen. But stay tuned, your Delhi program, National Talk Black, and catch up and have some more Delhi yarns with more Delhi black people on your national radio program with National Talk Black, with the bully one here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry.
the morning. Feel the free sunlight and the ocean. I will never leave this place. This place I call my own. Come from. If you stop in this place, we become one. All my brothers and sisters, here we come one. Yeah, we listen. 4871, we be on a mission. And if you're not there, then you'll be missing. We be raging all night long. Every day till the break of dawn. So come along and take the floor. Cause we can rock it out to our favorite song.
Come on, show me what you really got.
Yeah, like that.
Come on, show me what you really got.
Uh-huh.
4871, show me what you really
yeah,
got.
Like that.
471, show me what you really got.
Uh-huh.
Come on, show me what you really
yeah,
got.
Like that.
Come on, show me what you really got.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
471, show me what you really
yeah,
got.
Like that.
471, show me what you really got.
Yeah, represent your mob. Welcome back to your daily national talk back program. Outdoor broadcasting, we are BBM, Bummer Bripper Media, 98.7 FM. We're here at the Cairns Convention Centre here on Yidinji Country, celebrating CIAF, Cairns Indigenous Art Fair. After 2 years, been locked away thanks to COVID-19, and it was all digital. So there it is, but we're live here talking now to Deadly, and also happy NAIDOC to you, Deadly Mob out there, celebrating NAIDOC for the week. Get up, stand up, show up, and yarn up strong here on your Deadly program, National Talk Black, with a live outdoor broadcast, Trendy Trev Murray from Macquarie. Going to catch up a yarn now with Deadly brother, George Bong, and he's assistant artist to his beautiful father, who's
my
the artist.
Brother.
That's Paul Bong, my brother.
Ooh.
Good morning, how you going, brother?
Man, you got a sexy voice, my brother.
Shut your mouth. Before we start, brother, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
Here you go, mob out there. My name is George Leonard Bong. I am from the Yidinji people.
Yes.
Cairns area. My dad is Paul Bong. We represent through our art, also through our dancing.
Mm.
You know, let them all know out there that we are the Yidinji mob. Gimoy, we represent also, down to Bibinda, all the way up to the Atherton and Tablelands, yeah. All the mob up there.
Big footprint, AGDG.
Oh,
big
yeah,
footprint,
yeah.
Yes. So, assistant artist, so you help your father. He's the artist, and you just try and get his word out. He yarning with me now about his work. So, tell us a bit about Paul Bong, brother.
Well, Paul Bong is an artist. He's been an artist for over 30 years now,
yeah.
And he done his diploma here in Cairns, way back in, I think it was 92, 90, 91, mm. And he just put 110% focus on art.
Mm.
All I have seen is art all my life.
Growing up, you've seen Dad doing his stuff.
Oh, exactly. Mm. And it's in the blood,
yeah.
You know, and it doesn't matter where I go, what I do, it's there.
Mm.
And representing my people from a very young age, also getting a voice actually through the art, it
yes.
actually helped me to understand, you know,
mm.
understand the culture,
yes.
you know, because when you're a young person coming up, you think you're a nobody, but
sure.
you're
but
always
head
somebody.
Down, butt up.
That's exactly
the artwork,
right.
You know?
That's exactly right, my brother, mm. And that's why I've learnt his trade. I've
yeah.
learnt what he does. I've studied what he what he does. And I thought, what I'm going to do to help him is get out there and get his name out a little bit more.
Beautiful.
You know, because that's what we need, even with any young artist. If we can build a platform with our elders, our artists, like my father, Paul Bong,
yes,
we can also help the younger generation come up beyond that, you know.
Yeah. Pass the baton or pass the brush.
There we go, my brother.
Brother, and look, I know that he was a part of Japakai Cultural Park, which is on hold at the moment, thanks to COVID-19. That would happen a couple of years ago.
Yes.
And so then working under that umbrella, which was great for him as an artist, but well, now he's virtually rowing a boat by himself, isn't he?
Yes, that's right. You know, Jabulkai opened up a lot of doors for a lot of artists, and my dad happened to be one of the artists.
Beautiful.
You know, it also to help David Hudson, Uncle David, back in the days.
Yeah.
You know, it was just that awesome platform to get their name out there.
Sure.
And Jabulkai, you know.
Big shout out, Jabulkai people.
Yes, Jabulkai people. Oh,
represent.
Man, they're my mob. I like to say hello to all the mob up there in Caranda. Love yous all, guys.
Yeah,
you know,
beautiful. Yeah.
Still black and strong.
Yeah, exactly, brother. Mm-hmm. So that was a platform that your father operated from. And virtually, sometimes when things happen, it's not what happens to your life, how you respond to it.
Yes.
He bounced back. He got into entrepreneurial role, you know, and focus.
Yes.
He had to as a businessman, but as an artist.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah, well, you know, the beauty about my dad and what I love about him, he's not only a man that is an artist where he just goes in the studio and works, but he also has marketing techniques.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
He also has a sale platform that that nobody can create because it's in the blood.
Sure.
You know.
Exactly.
You know, there's no one who can sell anybody but themselves.
Exactly.
You know that.
Exactly.
Mm-mm.
And look, Murray Grapevine, here we are yarning now on radio about his space.
That's exactly right. You know,
he's getting it out there.
I'm trying to help him as yourself.
Sure.
You know, and I thank you for
this
time. Are you
full time and helping him?
Yes. I'm a bit of both. Mm. I live down in Brisbane.
Yep.
I do
and dad's
come up.
Bounced here.
Yes, and dad's
sure.
bounced. And I want to
so
try
you're
to
his
get him.
Voice down in Brisbane. There,
that's
right?
Exactly right. And if I could get his name out down in Brisbane, I would love to.
Sure.
You know,
and that's what you're trying to do.
That's what I'm trying to do. And that's why I see brothers like yourself and many more other brothers out there. If I can, if you can hear my voice and hear what I'm saying, Paul Bong is an artist, not an upcoming artist, but he's been around for about
That's
30
right.
years.
Exactly.
And if
see
there's
his work.
If there's a platform, please come and see me.
Yes.
We're here today down here, Kaiaf.
Kaiaf, come and visit. Come
representing.
And see the work. Exactly.
He's also got a book launch today.
Okay.
Etching Past and Present, as you can see here.
Okay.
Okay. Paul Bong Yirinji. It tells everything about him.
Yes.
Inside and out.
Where can
front.
People purchase this book, brother?
Today, down here, if you're here through the weekend, we do have close to 1,000 copies.
Them?
Yes, they're about $30 each. Please come down. Support Paul Bong by getting a book. This will help open your eyes about what he does and, you know, where he does it down in Innisfail. He's got his own studio. He works from home, does a lot of his prints at home. He does a lot of... even he sails from home.
He sails from home.
Yes.
Now I see some lovely photos there with mum involved as well.
Yes.
Is mum in the art space?
Mum is a beautiful artist. Oh,
okay.
She also has material that had won awards in 2006.
Okay.
She.
What's mum's name? Sorry.
Elizabeth. Elizabeth Bong.
Big shout out,
yes.
Elizabeth Bong.
Yes.
Thank you.
Shout out there to my
Paul
mum,
Bong,
Elizabeth.
You nothing without Elizabeth.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. You know that. Hey. You know, Ebony and Ivory.
Yeah. Thank
yes.
you. Yes. Beautiful.
But.
Mum's mob. Who her mob?
Her mob are the Moreton Island mob, Moreton Quandanooka, and the Cubby Cubby mob.
Yes.
And it's beautiful because I've got both connections from both worlds.
Yes, and
you're
in Brisbane, which you're close to.
Oh, that's it. I'm like, doesn't matter where I go, brother.
That's
I'm home.
Exactly.
I'm home, you know?
Yeah, beautiful.
And it's good to be down there to get to know their style, and it's good to be up here and see the mob grow up here because I've been in Cairns when black wasn't deadly.
Mm.
Now black is
deadly.
Oh, deadly, my brother.
And it's across the globe, across this big island, Australia.
Yes.
We are standing up, hence the theme for NAIDOC, Get Up, Stand Up, Show Up.
What's
up? But look, 60,000 years, resilient people we are.
Exactly.
We ain't going nowhere, eh, brother?
That's it.
Yeah,
will you?
Brother.
We're only going up, brother.
That's right.
Up.
That's right. Look up, go up, you know?
Yep.
Brother, George Bong, thank you for the yarn. Big shout out to your beautiful father, Paul Bong,
yes.
Artist in his own right, and also Dan Head Kayaf. Come and see his work, but also he's got his beautiful book, his story, Etching Past and Present. And I noticed that with his art, there's some, how you say, well, you could say political.
Yes,
there
political,
it is, you know what I mean?
Yes.
In regard to the Great Britain coming in with the white sails, taking over our country. So,
you've got to get the truth out there.
Well, the truth is the truth.
The truth is the truth. You can't hide it.
Australia,
you
know? Black or white, good or bad.
That's exactly the history
is the history.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my brother.
But
talk about motivate to motivate. You got me fired up, brother.
Hey, nah. I thank yous.
Yeah,
yous
are
awesome.
Brother.
I love yous. Yeah. Keep the good work up.
George Bong, thank you, brother. And we'll talk soon, brother.
Too easy, my brother.
Represent too deadly.
Thank
beautiful
you.
Yarn there, brother George Bong, who helps his father as the artist, Paul Bong, and beautiful mother as well, Elizabeth Bong. And they got a booth here at CIAF, Cairns Indigenous Art Fair. If you mob in the area, which way, Townsville, mob, only 4 hours drive. Come for a drive. Cowboys not playing. Come and check out this beautiful artwork. It's all happening here. And once again, happy NAIDOC. Get up, stand up, show up. All happening here in Cairns, both on the same time in the 1 week. We are crazy busy, but it's all good. Got a smile on my dial. Stay tuned. BBM 98.7 FM.
Not sure who to turn to for legal advice?
Want someone who knows what you and your mob need?
And need to find someone you can trust? Call Murrawa Law.
They are the nation's leading independent Indigenous legal firm and the legal advisor of choice for government, business and traditional owner groups in the commercial and Indigenous law sector.
They are 100% Indigenous owned and help their clients with the right advice in native title, joint ventures, leasing, property and lots more.
Visit marawalaw.com.au or call today on 07 404 13088. Choose a law firm that understands you.
Marawa Law. Station sponsor.
Little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow.
Jujeti Mob, welcome back to your live outdoor broadcast. Trendy Trevor and Mike here. National Talk Black, coming live from the Cairns Convention Centre for CIAF, Cairns Indigenous Art Fair for 2022. It's all happening here at the Convention Centre. They've been running for 13 years and over at the cruise liner terminal, but they've stepped up into bigger and better things, the Cairns Convention Centre, and also a big shout out to all you Daily Mob there for NAIDOC. It is NAIDOC this week as well. Get up, stand up, show up, and happy NAIDOC, and hope you're well in Delhi. Your daily program here, National Talk Black with the Bully on here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, Yana with the Daily Mob here, going to catch up a beautiful sister now, artist and fashion designer slash entrepreneur, and doing a lot, Brianna Enoch. My sister, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, everyone.
Darling, before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
So I'm Kwandamuka and Kanja woman on my dad's side, and on my mother, I'm Koki Yalanji and Jiru.
Yeah, beautiful. Good footprint. So Jarawi?
Yep, Jarawi.
Jarawi, yep. Artist turned fashion designer. How long you been in the space? Are you full-time in the space? And how are you traveling, my sister?
Okay, so yeah, I started back in 2015, hand-painting bags and shoes. But now I've got things printed, so come down to Kaya because you get first dibs at my printed stuff. It's been a long time coming. But no, I've also stepped out into the high-end fashion. So now I've got evening dresses and coming up into a new show. Excuse me.
Brother Jake will look good in a dress.
Yeah.
Panel man, Jake Long. Long. Yes.
So, yeah, and I've got a show coming up in Brisbane. So I'm part of the Brisbane Fashion Festival this year.
Okay.
And
so your Bris Vegas mob?
Yes.
So take that on board. What date's that happening?
So it's sold out. Sorry, everyone.
There you go.
There in Brisbane. But, it's sold out. But you can watch it live on brisbanefashionfestival.com.
Okay.
So you can still watch the show. I'm in the Next Gen Showcase.
Yes.
So there's three First Nation designers that are showcasing straight up.
Deadly.
And we're going to be headlining these shows and bringing culture into modern fashion.
Fantastic. Now, my sister, can people who can't make that that gig because it's all booked out, how do people get in touch with you?
So you can go on my socials.
Yes.
Yeah, go on my Facebook page, Jarawi, J-A-R-A-W-E-E.
Okay.
And you can go on my Instagram as well, Jarawi _ official.
Official.
Yeah.
So the other one, Facebook page, Jarawi, J-A-R-A-W-E-E.
Yes.
There it is, represent. Where the name Jarawi comes from, Sissy?
So that's a Jabbagai name that I was given by a Jabbagai elder when I was little. So that was given to me at when I was a little baby.
And the meaning?
And the meaning, it means pretty little bird.
Yeah, there you are. Come flying over here, have a Yarra Trendy trip.
Shut up.
Too deadly, my sister. You're gone full-time, haven't you, as an entrepreneur in business. How long you been full-time and how you travel in that space, Sissy?
Well, I've only just come back into full-time again because I was working. But now I thought, no, I've got to put it, more effort focus into the business, more focus, because it's starting to come in demand. So my dresses are now starting to become available in different sizes now. So we're getting the patterns made. We're getting ready for retail, brother. Getting ready for retail.
It must be exciting. I mean, you're passionate about your art. I can feel that, my sister.
Yeah.
But to venture in, fashion designer, you know what I mean? It's a different compared to the painting of a shoe or a bag.
Yes.
Dresswear, you know?
Yeah, well, it got to the point that I didn't want to paint every bag and every shoe.
Yeah, gotcha.
But, I still do it. I still get commissions. If you want to still get your shoe done and your bag done, you can get a quote off me.
I'll take your money.
Yeah, and you can get a quote.
Woman. Yes, get a quote.
That's
yes.
Right. Get good. A quote. And good. And if you're happy with the quote, and we'll start the design process, and if you're happy with that, then I'll start hand painting it. So that's available as well. But we're making it affordable now. Jaru wants to make it affordable for everyone.
Beautiful. Because
it's big dollar when it starts, gets
hand
painted.
Well, we're talking fashion. We can go upmarket.
And that's right.
And the other market is for all.
That's right.
Affordability.
Yeah,
yes,
that's
exactly.
Right.
Now, also, your other half, your partner,
yes.
He's in business as well. Give me a bit of background because I'm going to be under him soon too.
Yeah, so ZDC or Zamoy Coleman is his main name, but he's a music artist. He just recently did a gig with Lil Mace.
Okay.
Just a couple of weeks back, and did a support act for Lil Mace.
Okay.
And so shout out to brother man Lil Mace out
Lil
there.
Mace,
thank
represent.
You for yeah.
Yes.
So Zamoy has been in the game in the music industry, but he has never done his own stuff. He's always collaborated. So he's with Zenith as well. So
yes.
Shout out to Zenith.
Yeah.
And
Karanda Mob.
Yes, all our Karanda Mob up there. And so it's his time now.
Good.
He's branched out on his own.
Good.
He's also got his clothing brand called Represent.
Represent.
Yeah, Represent Clothing. You can go to his website,
representclothing.shop.
That's right.
Represent with a Z. And who's Zamoy's mob?
So Zamoy will talk about that one because he's still working.
He's working.
I'll let him talk for himself.
Let him talk,
for himself because
too
deadly. He's done really well. His music is getting out there. You can go check him out on YouTube.
Yes.
And Facebook and Instagram. ZDC.
Z.D.C.
Z.D.C. Yeah.
Check him out. My sister, good yarn with you. Good luck with it all. Keep doing what you're doing. Watching your work very closely, my sister.
No worries. Thank you.
Right. Brianna Enoch, Too Deadly. Have you say yarn up strong. You can catch up with the Deadly Mob here at Kaiaf. Please come on down to Convention Centre. We're going strong here at Kaiaf. And happy NAIDOC. Don't forget that Get Up, Stand Up, Show Up. Trendy Trevor and Mike with your Deadly Program, National Talk Black, via NERS, National Digital Radio Service, going across the country. So there it is. Jaro Wee is out there, you mob. And Trendy Trev here with BBM 98.7 FM.
If you are a big, big tree, we are a small axe.
Sharp and ready.
Ready to cut you down.
Ready.
Sharp and to cut you down. We'll be right back.
To Delhi Mob, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black, coming to you live here from First Nation Radio Station Outdoor Broadcast. Here I am, come and take me. It was a Delhi track there. This Delhi program, that's UB40, and Trendy Trev here with the Outdoor Broadcast for CIAF, Cairns Indigenous Art Fair, here at the Cairns Convention Centre on Yidinji Country. 13 years been operating, fantastic. And also, let's celebrate NAIDOC, get up, stand up, show up. A big happy NAIDOC to you, Delhi Mob out there. And yarn up strong here at this deadly convention here at CIAF. Look, it's all happening all in 1 week. We're busy, crazy, but it's fantastic. Having a deadly yarns with all the deadly mob there. I'm going to catch up a yarn now. Deadly brother, businessman, entrepreneur, rapper, all the above. And that's Zamai Coleman. And a very good morning, my brother. How are you?
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, good.
Good, brother. Thank you for coming. Before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
Okay. Well, two sides. My father's he's Torres Strait. Yes. He's up from Darnley.
Darnley, brother. Yeah.
And
hey, we connected then, brother. I'm Darnley, yeah. Money. I can borrow money if you come.
So but he's his parents. I'll just go back a little bit more further there. Mm. His parents is his mother is half New Guinea, half Darnley.
Okay.
But her father is Malaysian or Asian, you know. He's
a bit of fruit salad there, brother.
Yeah,
he's
on a Duranji bloodline, so in the Pasi, so all the way up on that mob.
Yes.
My mother's father is from Okla, up Musgrave Way, all the way back down to that's her father's side, and her mother's side is Hegarty side from Sherberg, Bowen Basin there, all the way back up.
Yeah, beautiful, brother, beautiful. Let's talk about your work. Let's talk music, Z.D.C. Tell us about that space, rapper, but also clothing brand, Represent Clothing with the Z, Represent.
So, the name ZDC, well, my mum gave me the name, first of all. She got it from the palm tree, so Zamia Palm Tree.
Okay.
And then she called me Zama, and then the D... That's my grandfather's name, so Danny Coleman, and then the C is the surname Coleman, so
Coleman. Yeah. CDC.
So yeah, and then the
CDC.
Represent, yeah.
Deadly brother, good ring to
yeah.
it.
And the Represent clothing, so it's when you see the clothing, it's all black, yellow, red, or Torres Strait colours, and it's Represent because you're representing who you are as your identity, but at the same time, you know, your mob and yourself, so trying to empower yourself, and I just try to put a twist on it with a bit of a, because I'm a hip-hop fan of a lot of hip-hop rap music, and I grew up in the 90s listening to those rap songs, and
so
I
you
just,
use that medium to tell your story and to talk about our culture, brother.
Yep.
Yeah, beautiful.
At the same time, yeah,
fantastic, brother. And so you live on stage. You just did a gig recently with brother Mason.
Yeah, little Mason. Shout out to little Mason over there. He's cruising around here and there and everywhere. Also, R.E.B., Red Eye Ballers here in Cairns. So shout out to R.E.B. I've done a couple of songs with them. So
Eli and Isaac.
Yeah, Eli and Isaac. So there's a song there called Justice. It's about how we grow up and how we see ourselves as young Indigenous men.
Yeah.
In our eyes, there's a lot of things that we experience as young men, not only young men, our young ladies and women and everyone as well. Mm-hmm. So, and there's another song coming out called Same Same. It's called Same Same because we're talking about the same blood.
Yes.
So whenever you talk to your mob, and just like right now, if you introduce yourself, we say, oh, yeah, we fat. Oh, yeah, we same.
Same, same. That's right. Brother. Exactly. And so what sort of, when you say a clothing brand, so we're talking shirts, scarf, G-string, what are we talking, brother?
I got one there for you.
Yeah, no, cool.
we're talking about, like, baseball clothing all everywhere.
Yeah, I'm looking at your shirt now. That's the baseball sort of... outfit, isn't it, bro?
Yeah, that's that signifies. So I thought, like, well, if we can do half and half, and I tore a straight Aboriginal.
Why not?
And then I just got the straight Aboriginals. But there's all other different stuff, bomb bags, bags, ladies' dresses, shoes, everything. Yes. So everything's all coming out.
So you're the other half to Brianna Enoch, who I just have in yarn with, Jarawee,
yep.
Yeah, two deadly brothers. So you're virtually inspiring each other, entrepreneurs, business people.
Yep, so she had her stuff out for a very long time.
Yeah.
And
you got inspired by that.
Yeah, I got inspired by it, but
your
at the same time,
came to the surface.
At the same time, I was like, oh man, wouldn't it be deadly to have your own clothing brand, you know, to go because if you see it everywhere else, you see it in America, you see it like there's brothers over there. Yeah. You see it everywhere, and I'm just thinking, if they can inspire us, and then we can inspire our own people as well.
Yes.
Teach it in schools.
Yes,
teach
exactly.
It in schools. Business
and
plans.
You're doing just that, my brother. Hey, deadly yarning with you, Zamai. Thank you so very much, my brother. Listen, all the best. You enjoying having a booth here at KIAF?
Yeah. To be honest, this is my first time actually doing something like
sure.
this.
Sure. Okay. Good. It's best stepping out of your comfort zone, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. I posted it up. I posted it up this morning, and I just finished doing posting some stuff up with my music, so with DJ Khaled, and that went viral. Oh. And now I just posted this up on TikTok, and now
today Cairns, tomorrow the world.
Yeah, 20 minutes, 500 views.
Beautiful, brother. There it is. And using technology as well to promote yourself. That's what it's all about. Yeah. There it is, my brother. Look, good yarning with you. Thank you very much. Keep doing what you're doing, brother. Congratulations.
Yeah.
And we'll talk soon, my brother, eh?
Thank you.
Happy NAIDOC, my brother. Too deadly. Beautiful yarn there. That's Zamai and the work that he's doing, Zamai Coleman, and music Z.D.C. So do check it out, Facebook, Z.D.C. official, and also his clothing brand, Represent Clothing, that's Represent with a Z. To Deadly Mob, it's coming to the time where Trinity Trev got a sign off here from National Talk Black, but stay tuned, especially local mob for BBM and all the yarns we got happening for KIAF and NAIDOC this week, and we're over the whole weekend here at Convention Centre for KIAF, so stay tuned, you mob, BBM 98.7 FM.